Yep.
Not nice.
Yep. That's by far the most common.
Is it?
Yeah.
So what do we do about that?
Oh, that's fairly straightforward, actually.
Yeah.
Because the smell in urine is amines. That's a class of chemicals. And amines are alkaline. So yeah. The answer to it is an acid. And a pretty handy acid is vinegar.
Oh, gosh, really?
Because vinegar is acetic acid. It's a weak acid. So it kills two birds with one stone. It neutralises the amine, changes the pH so that the smell from the amine disappears,
right.
And it adds its own smell.
Okay, which and, is quite
yeah,
strong.
And vinegar is a quite a pleasant smell.
Oh, it's acceptable. That's for sure. So, do you dilute the vinegar when you spray it, or?
Oh yeah, just perhaps one in five or one in ten, something like that.
Okay, so it's pretty. You can do straight vinegar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, all these, you know, how to fix things or get rid of stains, always mention vinegar and carb soda and everything. I've tried all those things. I haven't had urine in my carpet, but but I've tried it for other things and it's never seemed to have worked. I may not have the right combination.
Well, bicarb soda won't clean much at all.
No, well, I've found that.
Yeah, it's one of the most overrated cleaning chemicals in existence because to be a cleaning chemical, it must be one of about five things. It must be a decent strength acid, a decent strength base, or a surfactant, in other words, a detergent, or an oxidizer, or an enzyme. Now, those are the five mechanisms of cleaning chemically, and bicarb is none of those.
Okay, why is anyone sprouting that it's good for this and good for that?
Well, because when you mix it with vinegar, it fizzes.
Yeah.
And people associate fizzing with cleaning.
Cleaning, you're true, it's true.
Yeah, it's pure placebo effect.
Okay, so...
But it's a very good deodoriser.
Okay, sprinkling...
Bicarb, make it up as a solution.
Yeah.
It's a very good deodoriser. So if you've got, say, a drink bottle, you know, your drink bottles stink after a while, soak it in some bicarb and that'll take the smell away.
All right, we've got the calls coming through and it's Julie. Good afternoon, Julie.
Hi. I rang up a couple of weeks ago about I had fingerprint dust in my toilet and I couldn't get it out.
Yes, I remember.
I did what you said. I got the Harpic crystals, and it took 2 or 3 days of repeatedly doing it, but I've got it all off by bar about a pea size.
Good on
so
you.
It worked.
Excellent. That's good to hear.
So I'm very happy. Thanks for that.
Good, Julie. Congratulations, and Mark should be happy about that too, because he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, okay then. Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Julie. So what, in fact, was that? Just remind people what that was that you advised.
Okay, apparently the house had been burgled. The police had dust for fingerprints. The dust from the fingerprint had fallen into the bowl.
I was wondering why she was saying there were fingerprints in a toilet bowl. I thought that sounded... you remind me now.
Yeah.
And that's a black carbon-looking print.
It's some sort of black powder. I guess it's probably graphite. I'm not sure what it is, but I guess it's graphite or something carbon. And most things like that, something alkaline will take it off. And that Harpic toilet cleaner is a good job.
Yeah, you do mention a lot of commercial products, and sometimes we're a bit sceptical about their claims, but some of them, you say, do really work very well.
Yeah, some of them are very good.
Yeah.
Some of them aren't, and there's all sorts of, you know, shades of grey in the middle. So.
Well, you're going to put us on the right track.
Yep.
Good afternoon, Bill. Hello, Bill. Bill, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
We can now, Bill. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. My question is paint. I've got paint on carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's water-based paint, mixture of both enamel or gloss, I should say, and just the normal house paint.
Yep, okie dokie. Well, paint is harder to get off than it used to be because paint formulations have come along a long way in the last 10 or 20 years. There is no silver. Well, there's no silver bullet.
Yeah.
However, there used to be a very good product that Masters sold, but they're not here anymore, so we can't. We can't get that one. Right. Get a rag, soak it in some metho, and sit that on the paint for a couple of hours. And what should happen is that the paint will just swell up, and you should be able to just peel it away.
Because it dried out. It's probably about 2 or 3 weeks old now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the metho should make it swell up. If that doesn't work, try acetone.
Acetone. Nail polish remover.
Yeah, although they don't use it as nail polish remover anymore.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But so they used to.
You get the pure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where would I get the acetone from? Would I have to go to like a hardware department?
Hardware store.
So try the okay, thank you very much indeed.
Okay.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, we have got Amy, I think. Yes, Amy, good afternoon.
G'day, Amy.
Hi.
Hi there, go ahead.
I've just got a question about stains on toddlers' clothes.
Mm-hmm.
A particular kind of stain.
Yep.
I've tried everything, soaking them, using the soaker in the wash, and there just seems to be this one stubborn stain I can't get rid of.
What is it? Do you know what it is?
Bowel movement.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go for it. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that's actually not too hard. Anything natural, anything organic like that, so any food or any body fluids, you can get off with enzymes. So get yourself a product. It's a laundry stain remover pre-wash called White King Stain Lift.
Okay.
And just spray that on and rub it in with your fingers. And your fingers will actually activate it by heating it to the right temperature. Enzyme-based cleaners are very temperature sensitive. Optimum temperature is about 40 degrees. So try that as a spot cleaner, and then get yourself a good enzyme-based laundry detergent. And the best one is BioZet Attack.
BioZet?
Yeah, it's pretty pricey, but it's a good product. BioZet Attack. And use that, and use it in your washing machine at 40 degrees.
Yep.
Now some washing machines, that's the warm setting, but with some, it's the hot setting.
Hmm.
So get a thermometer.
Yeah.
Whatever detergent you're using, 40 degrees is the optimum temperature.
All the time?
Unless you're using an older one without any enzymes and which uses oxidizers, in which case 50 or 60 is better.
Okay.
But mostly they don't go that hot these days.
All right.
With mine, if you set it to the hot setting, it still pumps cold water in.
Okay.
And still comes out at 40 degrees.
And is that going to make it as effective, the way you've been suggesting?
I think what has happened is that washing machines used to damage clothes because the water was too hot and the spindle in the middle would grab the clothes and sort of stretch them and grind them up. So they've changed the industry a bit. The centre spindle has now disappeared. So these days it's all done by agitation, by a little paddle thing in the bottom, and they've lowered the temperature. So even if you select hot, it normally comes out about 40 degrees.
So what if she boiled a kettle, for example, and washed the garment in really hot water?
I think in this case, 40 degrees is the perfect temperature.
Okay.
And your body is at 40 degrees.
So rub it first.
Yeah.
So
squirt it on, use your fingers to rub it in, and that'll get it to the right temperature to work. Try that a few times and rinse out, and that should remove it. And the enzyme cleaners don't work quickly. It'll take a few minutes, so don't expect instant results. Yep. So spray it on, leave it for a while, and give it a go.
Amy, promise me you won't embarrass your child when they're 21... that you got on radio and told them about this. Promise me. It happens to every parent.
Oh, my husband's going to love that I rang the radio about the stains, though.
We don't know where you are, but we know where you live. We don't know your name, but we know where you live. All right, Amy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll come back to you, Mary, in just a moment.
Do you need help in the kitchen? If you do, then Home Chef is just what you've been looking for. Home Chef has been servicing Perth for over 30 years, and with over 70 meals on the menu, they have something for everyone. So try station sponsor Home Chef's nutritious, delicious home-style meals today. Call 93782544, 93782544, to speak to Home Chef's customer care team.
Hear that? It's a shutter guard roller shutter designed with quality German Alulux components, so it's extra quiet. And this is the shutter guard roller shutter interlocking system, so you can let a little light and air in or enjoy complete privacy with maximum insulation and protection at the touch of a button. Shutter Guard have been protecting Perth since 1989 and now offer Curtain FM listeners 20% discount. Shutterguard.com.au. Station sponsor.
Middle Swan has a fruit and veggie shop like no other in Perth. Jane Brook Fresh only buys local and only sells in season. It's an absolute gem and people come from far and wide to buy. Here's why. 4 kilo bags of washed WA potatoes, $2.99 grower direct. $1.99 a kilo for just picked from the tree, WA Pink Lady apples. And Ferguson Valley, 2 litres of milk, $1.99. Station sponsor Jane Brook Fresh, corner 2J Road and Wilson Road. There's nothing else like it.
We don't like talking about planning funerals, but isn't making a plan in advance better than guessing in a time of grief? A retiree's WA funeral plan doesn't remove the grief, but it does offer some peace of mind. A retiree's WA funeral plan will save you over 50% on funeral costs, starting from just $3,025 with your choice of funeral director. Have a say in your funeral. Pre-plan it with Retiree's WA. Call Henrietta or Jenny on 9362 0100.
Curtain Radio.
Before we go to Mary very quickly, a caller wants to know how he can clean cream leather in his car. This would be a rather posh car.
Do we know any details?
No, he hasn't told us what it was. Wear and tear, maybe. Might be a bit of biro.
Okay.
Spilt coffee.
Well, it seems a likely thing might just be grime off your skin.
Yeah, could be.
In which case, any alkaline cleaner will do it. I'll get a non-caustic oven cleaner and spray
what?
That on. Yeah. It won't hit the leather.
Non-caustic, though.
Yeah.
Don't get something that says caustic because it might eat it.
No. Even then, it won't eat
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds lethal.
The worst it will do is strip the oils out of the leather.
Right.
So it'll look a bit dull afterwards.
But you could add that back in.
But you could put it back in with some Mr. Sheen
or something. So you can get a non-toxic oven cleaner. Read the label carefully.
Non-caustic.
Not caustic. What did I say? Toxic.
Toxic, yeah.
That as well.
Yeah.
But non-caustic.
Yep.
And spray it on.
Yeah.
Wipe it off immediately.
Oh, give it
a few minutes.
Give it 1 or 2 minutes.
Okay.
And then just wipe it off. It'll do a nice job. And it won't. Leather is pretty resilient.
Yeah, it's a natural, isn't it, too?
Mm.
Yeah. All right, good point. Good afternoon to you, Mary.
Hello.
Hello.
I work with children, and we've got these giant play blocks and bricks, and they're worth a fortune. Now, somebody, when I wasn't on shift, let them draw all over them with Texas and felt tip pins.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the big red letters settee, which was $3,000.
Oh.
I've got it off successfully off the settee with sticky remover, but
yep.
I can't get it off the play bricks.
So the stuff you use, was that the Orange Power product, the sticky goo and spot remover?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good product, that. You could
brilliant on leather, yeah.
It is, yeah. Okay, so these bricks, what sort of bricks are they?
Well, they're a vinyl or a plastic, a bit similar to the stuff that handbags are made from.
Right.
But I've tried almost everything and I can't get it off in any way.
Okay. Acetone will do it, but spot test an inconspicuous section first because acetone will attack some plastics. So just check an inconspicuous section first to see if it's not attacking the actual surface. And if it isn't, then that'll get it off pretty well. If that doesn't work, if you can't use acetone, next best thing is isopropanol,
wow.
Otherwise known as isopropyl alcohol. You buy that from electronic stores. So
what is it?
Isopropyl alcohol.
Isopropyl alcohol, Mary. There, you don't go to a liquor store.
Mm. I've spelt it phonetically.
Yeah.
Isopropyl alcohol.
So you go into JCA or any other electronics store, and they sell it as electronics component cleaners.
Oh,
it comes
magical!
In.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mary. Good luck on that one.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Children love sharing their creativity with texters, don't they? John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I wonder if you can help me. We grow bananas, and when I'm trimming the banana trees or taking off leaves or cutting down the actual fruit, if it drips on any of my clothes, it leaves a brownish stain, and my lady has no opportunity whatsoever of removing it.
Hmm.
Any ideas?
Yeah, anything like that, an enzyme cleaner will do it. So any enzyme-based cleaner. So go into the supermarket and look for cleaners that say that they use enzymes.
Like a soap powder you're talking about, or what?
Soap powder or liquid. As I said, BioZet Attack is the best one.
BioZet Attack.
Yeah, but these days most of them are using enzymes. So OMO is using them.
Yeah, in the liquid's better.
Yeah, Yeah, liquid's better as a spot cleaner.
Gotcha, yeah.
So, or you can use White King Stain Lift.
King Stain Lift.
Yeah, that's a laundry pre-wash. It's in a blue trigger pack.
Yeah, wonderful.
It's a pre-wash as well.
Indeed.
Yeah. May I ask you, John, where are you growing bananas?
In Padbury.
Oh, in your backyard?
Oh, yes. So we've got quite a number of ladyfingers.
Oh.
I think I've got about 9 at the present moment that are in flower and fruit.
Oh.
And we've also got Carnarvon bananas.
Oh.
And we've got a raised garden bed full of pineapples.
Oh, John, that sounds absolutely wonderful. And I would have thought they were tropical plants.
Well, yes, but mind you, they take a long while. They take about 2 years for the pineapples to actually mature.
Oh.
Yep, you can grow anything if you give it enough care and attention.
Well, you obviously have, John. That sounds absolutely gorgeous. Good on you.
Oh, look, we've got a standard-sized suburban backyard, and yet we've got 50 different types of fruit and veg growing.
Oh.
The miniatures and the dwarfs in fruit is fantastic. We had one peach tree which stood 650 millimetres tall, and season before last, it grew 27 full-size peaches.
You've got the secrets, haven't you? You should ring in our gardening program on Saturday morning and tell them what you're capable of.
Actually, we were going to do that, but because we wanted to ask them what's gone wrong with our season this year, of course, is that all the banana trees keep putting out fruit.
Ah.
And we've got all these huge, great bundles of green bananas which are not developing because now we're in winter.
That's very true. I would hope you would ring them on Saturday morning. I'll tell them you're going to do so.
We did try, but just couldn't get through.
No, you get through. Make sure you do, John. That's a great story.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed for your time. And as always, as everybody says, it's a great program.
Oh.
And most of the morning I have it on, and most of my neighbours get very upset because I've got all the radios back and front and inside the home all tuned into yours, and I sing along at the top of my voice, and they all know when I'm out in the
Oh, room. What a favourite. You're our favourite listener for today.
Thanks.
See you, John. Okay, bye-bye for now. Oh, that's lovely. Isn't that great in your own backyard that you've got things you're growing that actually give something back to you as well?
Yeah, for sure.
Insecticides. Talking about gardens, you can keep them under control too.
Yeah, if you want to know how to get cockroaches or ants or spiders, want to get rid of them, you can ask me that too.
Okay.
I used to work for Reckitt and Coleman, and I was working for them when we developed the Mortine cockroach baits.
Yeah, oh, the baits were always a big thing that came through.
The funny thing was they couldn't be put on the market without field testing, and it was in winter. So guess where we went to find cockroaches in winter?
Where did you go?
Townsville.
The way to Townsville to find a cocky.
Townsville is the cockroach capital of Australia.
Oh, they're horrible little nasties, aren't
Some
they?
Some of these statistics that came back from that, in one unit, they found 1,200 cockroaches.
Oh, my gosh. If you see one, you know there's a lot more, right? Is that the truth?
Yeah, it is.
Are they attracted to dampness, mould? Is that the main draw card to them?
It's a species-by-species thing.
Oh.
It's mostly the small ones, the brown ones, the Germans.
And which are what? Food, or are they after? What are they after?
Warmth and moisture.
Is that what they eat?
Yeah. Well, they just like it because you find them around water heaters.
Oh, now, outside.
Now, once I was living somewhere and we had cockroaches, I couldn't find them.
Yeah.
I was upset that I couldn't find them.
Yeah.
I called in an exterminator. They were inside the phone.
Oh, what, the cockroaches?
They were living inside the actual phone unit because it was warm in there.
Oh. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to come and check my hot water system. I don't see any cockroaches anymore. That's interesting.
Western Australia doesn't have the right climate for
it. Aren't we lucky?
Because it's not... Because we have a Mediterranean climate, it's not the right climate.
Okay, we've got a heap full of calls coming through. Sorry to keep everyone waiting. Pauline, good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Jean, and hello, Mark.
Hello.
If I may, could I just ask two things? I want to ask about a pair of white pants and how to care for them, but also just while you just mentioned about the cockroaches and things, is there any good thing you can use for silverfish?
Yes, any of the surface sprays will work quite well on those.
Any surface?
Like for insect
and
surface sprays?
Yeah. So So where are they? Are they in your clothes storage, are they?
Oh, just, you know, just see an odd one here and there, you know, and if they're sods of things if they get into your clothing.
Well, the best thing for those is a good old-fashioned naphthalene flakes, mothballs.
Oh, I remember that years ago. The old mothballs, do they still make them?
They still make them and they still work.
There you go, Pauline. Okay. You just got to find them.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, look, the second one is a pair of white pants of my daughter's. And it says dry clean only, which is pretty hideous. They're a lovely pair of pants, and the outer part of their line, it's fully lined, and the outer one is viscose, and the lining is made of 52% polyester and 48% viscose, and it says dry clean only. And I'm just wondering if there's anything that I can get or buy or whatever without sending these off to the dry cleaner each time.
Look, conservatively, I would say no, because I don't want to recommend something and
it ruins it
and ruin your pants. So, if it was me, I'd have a go at them in warm water with a premium based detergent.
Just soft hand wash.
Yeah, and a gentle cycle.
Mm.
So pick the gentle cycle on your or the delicates on your washing machine.
Well, the cost of dry cleaning is probably worth it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
These are quite an expensive pair of pants.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's ridiculous.
I never buy things that say dry clean only. Never do.
No. It's exactly
give it a go and don't tell her you're trying.
Okay, then. Well, thanks so much to you both.
All right. Thank you. Hi, thanks very much. Again. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hello, Pat.
G'day, Pat.
Hi.
Yes, Pat.
I've got a lounge suite. It's micro suede and it's a mushroom collared. And the side where my husband sits is very grubby. Now, I had a mark on one of the seats and I washed it. Well, I tried to clean it and it left a water line. So I took the cover off the cushion and I actually washed it and hung it on the line. It came up beautiful. But I can't do this with the arm of the suite where my husband sits. So is there anything I can sort of clean it with?
Well,
clean your husband.
it's fine. I think I've had it quite a number of years now. I do put a cover over.
It happens.
The side where you sit continually.
Yeah.
It must be like body oils and things.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Suede is the most difficult thing to clean in the world because no matter what you use, well, almost no matter what you use, you finish up with
watermarks.
I'd have a go with some metho. Just wipe the area with some metho because metho doesn't contain any water. Try it on an inconspicuous area, and that's your best chance at achieving some useful results.
Give it a go, Pat. Otherwise, put those doilies over it. Remember that years ago, mother's.
But I mean, it said on the thing, "Do not wash." But I just washed it, and you know, it came up beautiful because I actually washed it very gently in my washing machine and hung it out.
Yeah.
Also, fitted parts you can't do that with.
Yeah, that's with the fitted parts, they aren't uniform, so that's where you get the watermarks.
Give it try the metho then, Pat.
I will do. Thank you.
All right. Good luck on that one, Linda. Good afternoon.
Oh, hello. I have a problem with a plastic shower base, and unfortunately, I have iron stains. We're on a farm, and we have bore water, and it has a high electrolyte and iron content. I have some stains on this. I've tried everything I can think of to clean it, you know, even down to the old Vim, scrubbing it. Mm-hmm. But nothing will move it. It's just an iron stain. I've tried CLR. I've tried, I even bought some, I can't remember the acid, and it actually destroyed the laminate, and I had to replace the laminate in my vanity. But nothing has touched this at all.
Okay,
I'm just wondering if there's any ideas at all.
Go to the Green Shed and buy a product called Gelmac, G-E-L-M-A-C. The active ingredient is oxalic acid. It's specific for iron, and that will get the iron off, but it won't damage anything else.
Oh, what's the Green Shed?
Bunnings.
Oh. as if we'd know that. Goodness.
Haven't you heard a call that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know it's an outing you take your wives to on a Sunday, but that's about all.
Yeah.
No, so have you got that, Linda?
Yes, I have. Thank you. I'll try that.
Okay.
Having that, I'll just have to replace the whole thing.
No, well, try it. Obviously, he's saying it works.
Gel Mac will work, but it works fairly slowly. So be careful to take some time.
Reapply it, you're saying?
Yeah. So put it on and soak it.
Yep.
And then just do it again later on if you...
Remove it and do it again.
Yeah.
Okay. And just one other thing. Of course, my shower screen has got that, what they call that, calcium cancer too, you know, from bore water.
Yeah.
And I've tried everything trying to get that off, but I was just going to get a new shower screen. Is there anything that will touch that cloudiness?
I used to think there wasn't, but I had a bloke on my website say he tried a razor blade and got it off. So it's a mechanical scraping with a razor blade.
Wow.
And that... he reckons that works. So,
the other thing too, Linda, whenever you finish a shower, have one of those windscreen wiper blades. I do that every time and get all the water off so it doesn't create the problem.
I might replace it after 15 years and just start that from the...
Every time someone showers, they've got to squeegee that water off and you'll never get the build-up.
All right, thank you for your help.
Okay, good luck to you.
And spray some Mr. Sheen on it.
And Mr. Sheen as well, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That will protect it.
That'll protect it too. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye for now. And George and Marlene will be back with you shortly.
Meeting someone new after losing your partner through death or divorce can be a daunting experience. How do you meet new friends or even a companion at a mature age? Solutions Matchmaking have assisted single people for over 20 years and offer a personalised, discreet introduction service. And Solutions Matchmaking is not an internet dating site. After all, you would want to know exactly who you're meeting. Let Solutions Matchmaking safely assist you in taking that next step. Call Viola today on 9371-0380. Station sponsor.
Masterpiece Caravans. There is simply no other van that offers better value on the market today. Specialising in premium off-road and semi-off-road vans to cope with tough Aussie conditions. Available exclusively to ABBA Caravans, where we believe in one thing over all else, and that's customer service. So call in for a cuppa and meet Chris and the team at 8 Ambrose Street, Rockingham, to secure your very own masterpiece. abbacaravans.com.au. Station sponsor.
Discover WA history, including the Wheatbelt's best museums, on a two-day Rural Reflections and Darwin Field Day Tour, August 29 and 30th. Call Integrity Coach Lines 9274 7464. Station sponsor.
Over 55 and working less than 30 hours a week? That's great. You qualify to join Retirees WA for only $25 a year. Your membership with Retirees WA gives you access to their social and travel clubs, optional funeral fund membership, entry to all Retirees WA functions, plus much more. For more details and to join, ring 9362 0100. 9362 0100.
Radio. Just a reminder that you can put questions to Mark Immercedes if you go to the website drchemical.com.au, www.drchemical.com.au, and he's only too happy to help you. Okay, we have got George. Good afternoon to you, George.
G'day, George.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Go ahead, George.
Just a bit of help for Mark, maybe. With regards that lady with the lounge suite, I had roughly won the same, and I was lucky enough my wife has got a vacuum steam cleaner. We used that with about double the, double strength, the detergent you buy from the green shed, and about three or four goes and it got it all off.
Okay, that's good advice. Yeah. I was actually going to recommend steam because it doesn't wet it like water does.
True.
A good steam cleaner.
Yeah. You can get hygiene utensils with the steam as well, can't you?
Yep.
Mm. Okay, that's excellent. Yeah. And it worked for you, George.
I even tried a one of these carpet cleaners to try and do it, and he said, no, it won't do it, and he tried, it didn't work, but didn't try hard enough, obviously.
Good on you, George, that's great.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you.
That was all I wanted.
That's very nice of you.
See you Sunday, Jenny.
Oh, good on you, George, I look forward to it.
Good, thank you.
Okay, bye for now. Marlene, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Marlene.
Hello.
Yes, I'd just like to say the cockroaches
Have you got your radio on, Marlene?
I have.
Yeah.
Just
turned off because it's a 10-second delay and they hear their voice back.
Just one moment.
That's okay. It just is a little distracting, Mark, but you can hear your voice coming back at
you. Yes, that's right.
Whoops, still speaking.
Sorry, Jenny.
That's all right, Marlene. Go ahead.
With the cockroaches, what I want to ask, Mark, is the ones that are the large browned ones, are they disease-carrying cockroaches?
I don't think any cockroach has a mortgage on carrying disease. I think they're all pretty horrible. Now, the ones you're referring to are the Australian ones. They're called the smoky browns.
They've got big long legs, they fly, they're revolting, they're great big things, and they're very hard to kill.
They're actually quite easy to kill. But cockroaches walk on their front legs and they eat with their front legs. That's why surface sprays work so well, because whatever they walk in, they eat.
Oh, and it just knocks them off.
Yeah, so get a roach bomb, and there are several brands of roach bombs. Follow the instructions. Mm-hmm. Don't use too many or you'll blow your house up, as some people have done.
Really?
Yeah, because the propellant.
Okay.
Yep.
They mostly come in the summertime.
Yep, that's right.
They come out of your plants, do they?
Not sure, moist areas? Yeah, not sure where they come from exactly, but they come from outside.
I used to have a staghorn in summer because you watered it all the time and the warmth, they'd come out of there. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, we never had them in WA. I've only noticed them just these last few years. I went up to Queensland once and the place was covered in them.
Yep.
But so you're just saying these bombs will get rid of them?
Yeah, so you take all your... So just follow the instructions, take all your plates and cutlery out.
No, they're not in my cupboards. Sorry.
Okay, all right.
They're mostly outside, and the occasional one will come inside, but I'm straight on to him.
Yeah.
But they're mostly outside, so I just want to put something outside so they will not come into my house.
All right. Go to Bunnings and buy a product called Coopex. Coopex. It's a powder. It's it's permethrin powder. You make that up and squirt that everywhere.
In front of the garden beds. Or around the doorway.
Yep.
In front of the doorway.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Pleasure listening to you, Jenny.
Thank you very much, Marlene.
And when they get inside, use Mr. Muscle Oven Cleaner. That's the best direct spray killer there is for cockroaches.
Really?
Yeah. Because it drowns them.
Spray it directly on it.
Yeah. Mr. Muscle Oven Cleaner.
Really? I usually get the vacuum cleaner and suck them up.
Oh.
That'll do too.
Aren't we a vicious lot? See you later, Marlene.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I wonder if their mothers love them, cockroaches, because no one else does like them.
Good question.
Final call, Bob. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon. There was a lady talking before about cleaning different things, whether it's shower screens or boil water off. There is, and it was a car detailer that put me onto this, if you get steel wool, and it's 0000, it's the very finest of steel wool, and you can clean all glass, your car windscreen, the boil water, and if you put a little bit of WD-40 on it and then use the steel wool, it'll take that boil water off, it'll clean your shower screens and everything without scratching.
Oh, that's interesting.
Actually, that's a good idea because I once saw a thing about this bloke cleaning your windscreen. It's a myth that steel wool scratches glass. It doesn't, apparently.
Okay. So this is a very fine one.
0000, that's the very fine one.
Yep.
And you can go to town with it.
Gosh, that's good news.
Yep, that's it. That's a good tip.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bob.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Brings me to the one I don't have the problem because I've had my oven totally restored. It's brand new and I will not use it because it's so beautiful to look at.
Mm-hmm.
But if people, and they do get on the glass, the brown on the glass, where does that come from? Is it from the oil from cooking?
Yeah, that's just the cooking oil that it evaporates and then it condenses on the glass.
Yeah. Mm. Is there any easy way of getting that off?
Yeah, any oven cleaner will do it.
Sure?
Yeah.
I remember years ago I tried everything, it wouldn't get it off. So an oven cleaner on the glass.
Yep.
You spray it on and leave it on.
That's right. Yeah.
And can you use steel wool on the glass?
You shouldn't need to. It'll just wipe off. Or use washing soda made up as a paste.
Okay.
That'll work just as well, and it's a direct application, so that'll work nicely.
Sounds good. We're going to have clean, sparkly homes, everyone. Cockroach free.
Yep, that's it.
Kill the little devils. Always good to see you. Thank you very much. Mark and Mercedes joining us, Dr. Chemical.